Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Wednesday, May 25th, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. US-based Dominican-born activist Adelaide Paul reaches out to child abuse victims, saying there is hope. Bahamas PM dismisses Chinese citizenship rumors. And Savchenko freed in prisoner swap. The news is brought to you, compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. The details of these and more stories after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back in news this morning. Activist against sexual abuse Adelaide Paul tells victims of child abuse there is hope. Paul says this fight is not for the faint-hearted and cannot be won overnight. She believes that a long road lies ahead in the fight against child sexual abuse. However, now that the conversation has been opened, she declared that there are many with open arms waiting to join the fight.
It is a fight. This is not a fight that's going to be won overnight. It is not a fight for the faint-hearted either. It's going to be a long fight. But you know, I am happy. I can feel some sort of relief within me because the conversation started and it is continuing. Mm-hmm. And I hope that it doesn't stop. I hope it's going to continue for a very long time. I hope that we can do so much more to help them. It's a long road. It's a rough road. But there are many people, many of us out there who are willing to stand with you, who are willing to hold your hand, who are willing to speak for you.
Activist against sexual abuse, Adelaide Paul. Meantime, Senator Ronald Charles is spearheading the rehabilitation of the main road in the community of Cochrane, and the villagers have come together to get the job done. Senator Ronald Charles says the works began on Saturday, May 21st, 2016, when villagers pooled their resources to fill potholes in the road in an effort that has fostered community spirit and participation. Charles said this has created more community participation in the sense that we will be looking at continuing the process of repairing the road in the Cochrane area. It is a good way to encourage community spirit, community participation, and doing things within the community to help ourselves. He added, "We believe that sometimes as a community, we have to come together, we have to put our resources together, and we have to do what we have to do when the road condition is in such a bad state of disrepair. There is no better way to do it than by community involvement and in the spirit of community togetherness. The project will continue on Saturday, May 28th, 2016, and will hopefully extend to each following Saturday until the road conditions are satisfactory. Villagers and road users are asked to contribute to the project in any way possible." Charles thanked all those who contributed to the project in one way or another. In more news, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit is still defending the DLP administration's citizenship by investment program, despite comments by the opposition UWP regarding what they believe to be bad management of the CBI program. Skerrit says the due diligence process utilized in the CBI program is credible, transparent, and legal.
We are running in this country a legitimate economic synergy program that meets the international standards for due diligence and ensuring that those who acquire Dominican citizenship are citizens who can stand the test of scrutiny anywhere in the world. There is absolutely no shortcuts whatsoever in the due diligence process before we provide approval for any applicant. But on top of our due diligence exercise, which is conducted by internationally reputable firms, some of whom are former members of the FBI and CIA and MI6 and MI5, we also have very strong partnerships and agreements with governments internationally who also assist us in doing another layer of due diligence on applicants to our program. So within this program, we have two strands. One, somebody who applies for citizenship can make a financial contribution. And the second is the real estate. And we have not only limited it to real estate, we have also extended it to manufacturing and agriculture. So there are, in fact, opportunities for investors, Dominicans and foreign, to be approved for an investment under the Citizenship by Investment Program in agriculture.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. In more news, Senior Counsel Anthony Astafan says attempts of the UWP to defame the DLP and its supporters are a sign that they cannot deny DLP candidate Denise Charles or the DLP's reputation in the Soufriere constituency. On Saturday, the UWP held a rally in the Collar Purple in Point Michel, where the former Prime Minister Edison James commented that DLP supporters be branded as defenders of child molestation. As Stefan says, the UWP's presence in the Soufriere constituency has been non-existent, while over $200,000 has been doled out to the party leader to pay off his debts.
The worst part about it is they're doing this well knowing the fact that the Dominica Labour Party candidate in Soufriere is a female. And they do not know what to say about her. They don't know what to say about the work done in Soufriere. They don't know how to explain the fact that the only time they've collected money for anybody was to pay the deaths of Lennox Linton. There is not one person hungry, homeless, with roof leaking, whatever you call it, any constituent Soufriere that they've helped. Not one. $200,000+ has gone to Linton's pocket to pay debts for his lies, and they haven't helped a fisherman with an engine, a gallon of gas, a bottle of water. That's why they're coming with this nonsense. They are knee-deep in cow doo-doo, and they want to accuse other people who have shown great credibility and moral leadership in
Senior Counsel Anthony Astafan. Meantime, Prime Minister Perry Christie on Monday dismissed as false claims that the Bahamas government has agreed to the sale or grant of 500 Bahamian citizenships to Chinese investors in connection with the Bahama project. Christie issued a statement on Monday night in response to widespread rumors that the government is planning to give exorbitant concessions to Chinese investors in exchange for restarting the stalled mega resort. After nearly a year in freefall, thousands of employees sent home, the behemoth Bahama project is back in play. And in more news, Petite Savan MP Dr. Kenneth Daru says he hopes the spirit of unity brought on by Tropical Storm Erica will continue. Dr. Daru made those comments at a handing over ceremony of emergency supplies on Monday, 9 months post Tropical Storm Erica, and efforts still continue to bring relief and aid to those affected. Dr. Daru says Dominica would be so much better if persons would remain unified.
It's really a pleasure, as I said, that especially after disasters, when everybody can put their differences aside, whether the political, spiritual, or otherwise, class, whatever it is, differences aside. And it's just a pity sometimes that these efforts don't outlive a few months after the disaster. And I've been on the ground, as I said, in Petite Savan after Erica, and I saw how everybody, for a few hours, for a few days, how everybody just came together and just... Because at that time, all that was on our mind was survival. And I really wish, I'm not sure what divine intervention we can pray for, you know, to allow us to continue being in that mode forever. Our country would be so much better.
P.T. Petite Savanne MP Dr. Kenneth Daru. Meantime, Cottage MP Reginald Ostrie denies that the DLP government has any involvement in the Panama Papers scandal, referring to the St. Joseph rally held earlier this year where Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit made mention of a freelance journalist who published his perspective of the Dominican economy. He said the UWP is known for paying operatives to sully Dominica's prestigious name. Ostrie stated there is no relationship between the DLP administration and the Panama Papers. Therefore, someone is being paid to denigrate Dominica's good name.
The involvement with crooks and vagabonds is big. When you hear Thompson Fontaine running his mouth, you must ask who is paying him to destroy and to damage our country. Who is paying him? Because you, those of you who are in St. Joseph, you heard the Prime Minister make mention of a particular white man journalist that was in the country writing bad and negative reports about Dominica, and he was staying, eating and drinking by members of the United Workers Party. And so we ask ourselves, who is paying them or who they're paying to destroy our beautiful country?
Cottage MP Reginald Ostrie. In more news, internationally, Russia has released jailed Ukrainian pilot Nadia Savchenko following a prisoner swap, local media says. There has been no official confirmation, but sources said she was swapped for Russian prisoners Yevgeny Yerofiev and Alexander Alexandrov held by Ukraine. Ms. Savchenko was sentenced to 22 years in jail for killing two journalists in eastern Ukraine, charges that she strenuously denied. She has become a symbol of Ukrainian resistance against Russia at home. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. U.S.-based Dominican-born activist Adelaide Paul reaches out to child abuse victims, saying there is hope. Bahamas PM dismisses Chinese citizenship rumors, and Savchenko freed in prisoner swap. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprise. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com. You'll be able to view the stories or click the podcast icon and listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.